The 2012 state budget on Wednesday sailed through the lower house of parliament despite heated protests from the opposition, who labeled it misleading and unrealistic. The budget, which anticipates a reduced deficit amounting to 3.5% of GDP, was tailored according to April's growth forecast, and the government has admitted that a significant revision can be expected this spring. Daniela Lazareva has the details.
Better this budget than no budget. That is the main argument to be heard in connection with a budget that will most likely fall short of around 30 billion crowns. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who fought fiercely to lower the projected deficit to 3.5% of GDP, down from an estimated 4.6% this year, insists that the set course will be maintained and a revision will be worked in according to more accurate growth estimates posted in January of next year. While analysts agree that Europe's worsening economic outlook was hard to predict, Raiffeisen Bank's chief economist, former finance minister Paweł Medlik, says Poland took a more prudent approach to the problem.
The Polish government has given us a fine example. Its government has been working on three scenarios for drafts, based on a 3.2% growth, 2.5% growth, and a growth of 1%. It has selected the middle one, which it believes reflects the present forecasts. But either way, it has a big advantage. It has a budget for 1% growth, the details of which have been debated and published. Everything is above board, and people in Poland know exactly what to expect if the situation should worsen.
The Czech finance ministry, which has cut its growth outlook to 1% next year, is now also debating three crisis scenarios, including a catastrophic version to be implemented in the event of recession. The 40 or so changes, which should form the backbone of an expected budget revision next spring, include further spending cuts, tax hikes, including a unified VAT rate of 20% and higher bank taxes, a freezing of pensions, layoffs of police officers, and many others. Only some of these proposals have filtered through to the public, which is just beginning to feel the pinch of reforms and austerity measures that came into effect on December 1st, such as higher prices for medicines and hospital treatment, and bracing for others due to hit them at the start of next year, such as costlier food products, higher electricity and gas prices, and higher transportation costs, among others. While the country has so far managed to avoid any direct impact of the Eurozone debt crisis, its export-dependent economy will inevitably suffer from slowing demand abroad. Economist David Marek says the country is not likely to get off lightly.
Simply said, there is a simple rule of thumb. If Eurozone dips by 5%, the Czech economy would do the same. So it's roughly 1-to-1, and the response is almost immediate. So we can look at forecasts and actual development in the Eurozone, and we will quickly see the same figures here as well.
Economist David Marek ends that report on the state budget for 2012 by Daniela Lazareva. Now,